Hey guys, Paul here. Come along and see us. Let's go.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I don't have my book.
What book?
I don't have my book.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Thank you.
I don't have my book.
When your kid is gone Friday night, Saturday night, and then says he's homesick, so we pick him up at 10 o'clock on Sunday night, you know, makes for a wonderful Monday. And, you know, we're dealing with that with children. And that's it. That's what I dealt with this morning. But, you know, not as bad. But I'd say that's where Carla comes in handy, where she is just I have these noise-canceling headphones that I put on for not to listen to anything, just to do my show prep.
Oh, okay.
So I cannot be distracted. And and I heard the, you know, the end of the world next to me. And so that's what a weekend at Universal will do. But man, oh man, his buddy and his buddy's family, God bless them. You know, they do that for him, and he gets to go on the family trips, and we are thrilled because, I mean, she, Christy, if you're listening to me, I just want to say you and your family have taken all of the bullets since I threw up on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, and I am thrilled that you get along so much. As a matter of fact, Christy, if you're listening, my son referred to your little baby as his brother. And aww. I think that is pretty special. Oh, this is the cutest baby in the history of babies. Absolutely wonderful.
But the baby's not tall enough to ride any of the good rides yet. I'm surprised
the baby
they brought
just hangs.
Him.
The baby just does a hang. I think that's the way
Are they a theme goes. Park family?
I don't know what that means.
Like,
do
I mean,
they go
is
to a lot of theme parks?
Yeah, is that like one of their things they do?
Okay.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Have I exasperated you already 5 seconds into the show, Josh?
No.
I mean, come on.
But for example, jeans.
Birds wear pants. Thank you.
I would say that I am part of a theme park family. I think Josh is a part of a theme park family. I would say you are not part of a theme park family.
God damn right I'm not.
Yeah.
Proud of it, too.
Really, well, I mean, yeah, be proud, but I'm just wondering if they...
I will be. Now, both of you started picking on me less than 2 minutes into the show.
Why would you
I'm
be proud of that?
I'm proud of it because I think that to stand in line for 3 hours to go up and down a roller coaster is pure lunacy, in my opinion.
What if you have what if we got you a speed pass? Where you could walk right onto the roller coaster.
I'd still smell ass all the time I'm in a theme park. I would still smell
it
buttocks.
Depends on the ride, I guess.
Yeah.
And you're leaving out all the fun people watching.
That I love, and believe me,
that is great.
Something I can get on board with. I like people watching, but not enough to be in line. I do
and
not
I'm sure
like
we
to be
can
on
get
queue.
You one of those scooters.
Yeah, a mobility scooter.
No, the walking is great. I think the walking is something that I am fine doing. Because
not at Hershey Park, too many hills.
No, I see. That's even better because you get the aerobics, you know, in that. Are they bad hills, Rob, for you?
I would say yes. I would say any incline or decline is bad for me. I would like a moving sidewalk. Have you ever been to an airport? And they
it
have
has
a moving
escalator.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But a sidewalk. It doesn't go up or down. Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah, I understand the concept.
If they had a moving sidewalk at Hershey Park, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
that would eliminate
another
one of the
thing to stand in line for.
Well, no, because it's always moving, baby. It's going.
Do you get maybe because of my age, I get a lot of clips that come across my feed that are talking about the different kind of like Tai Chi exercises or how to stay, how to keep your balance exercises or the best five exercises to, and the thing is keeping your legs active is
and
good.
Apart.
And apart is very good. I think being out in 97, 98 degree weather, and even the limited walking when you're in a golf cart, it's still walking.
Yeah.
And that is beneficial.
What if they had a moving sidewalk on your golf course?
Now would, you know, because the ball would bounce off it when people hit into it.
But think about, have you ever walked forward on a moving sidewalk and marvel at how fast you go because you're walking and being moved forward?
I probably wouldn't choose the word marvel.
Oh, I do. I think it's wonderful.
Rob, you could get that same feeling right outside your house if you put on a pair of roller skates.
No, they don't come in my size. It's the width that gets me.
That is
the
awesome.
Extra wide roller skates.
That is.
But what
awesome.
I was saying, Mike, if they had a particularly wide moving sidewalk and you drove your golf cart on it, it would be like you were going 30 miles an hour. That's a thrill ride. Now I'm interested.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Mike O'Meara Show. It is a Monday. I really just occasionally on Mondays press a bunch of buttons that screw me up. So you'll bear with me here if I'm trying to.
Right. As long as it's only on Mondays.
Yeah. Thank you. Boy, he's ready, isn't
he's
he?
Keyed Mr. Up. Yeah.
Mr. TikTok is ready
Good
for
morning.
Us. You know, it's just
he'll be on your ass until you mail him some free product. That's the way those TikTokers are.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, you have to mail him a mug or a sticker or something.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's good. How is the influencing going? Is it going well or
it's
I guess you've kind of indicated to me that you know, it's not that big a deal, Wade.
I made $2 on videos last week.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's getting people to like you and see you and expand, you know, the empire of your Orioldom and your Mike O'Meara Showdom and
all that
stuff.
The top link is the Mike O'Meara Show on my profile.
And it's great. And I think it's very cool because, you know, Carla's thrilled because she loves the talk of Tick and she's excited to be part of that. And so we rolled in on a Friday night to one of our favorite joints.
Did I just see a flash? Are you okay?
Yeah, was a flash. I think it's the phone.
I'm getting a news flash right now, which I get occasionally. I should probably turn that off. Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man who was unlawfully deported.
He turned himself in this morning.
To El Salvador. Is that what it is?
No. He was let out, right?
Yeah.
He was released, and then I think
he was taken earlier this year, was taken to cut by USM and Custer after turning himself into a facility in Baltimore. Says he turned himself in. I don't know what's going on. Regardless of what happens today, in my ICE check-in, promise me this. He said, promise me that you will continue to pray, continue to fight, resist, love, blah, blah. His comments come as Trump administration warned. Why am I doing the news? This is why I shouldn't pay attention.
But you made the same comments Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you promised to continue to pray.
Right. Asked us to pray for you.
I appreciate that. And I'm just trying to figure out my computer.
You know, Josh made a magnificent TikTok that was a two-camera shoot. Which shocked me when it was the first thing that greeted me when I woke up today. And it's pretty fascinating. So you brought in, now he's using crew members, Mike.
I'm trying.
That's very, very, that's very cool. I will tell you this, that I wanted to do it. We're all going to do it before the week's over. I was late getting to the party and Josh said we were too late to do it. Mm-hmm. I have my camera set up here, but I could actually do it as we're
sitting. This is going to distract you.
Yeah, it is. I have problems with my board also. So,
but you sound dynamite.
Thank you very much. And you like my new blue windscreen, huh?
It's the first thing I screamed when I saw it. I said, I love it.
All right.
No, so how did anyone around you Friday night? So Friday night you went on TikTok from the bar.
Yes. Right. The wing place. I've been to this place.
Did it annoy anyone else?
You know, that I was going to write that down in my show prep today, that are we the only ones having a good time? I think our volume level and the volume level in the restaurant, Buffalo Chips and Bonita Springs, was such that it probably didn't. People did not really seem to notice.
It's not a very quiet joint.
It was like we were talking amongst ourselves.
It's not a quiet joint. And if you're talking at a normal level, I don't think anyone would notice. I would guess that because I remember being there. Mm-hmm. And the white noise, as they say. It would you just sort of blend in. But I wanted you to yell more, but you didn't. So that's why you didn't stick.
What did you want me to yell about?
Oh, you know, politics.
What? Did you want me to get like thrown out or something like
that? No. I was just thinking about the best way to annoy other people would probably be yelling.
I get it. I understand that. At the top of my TikTok, I would go to live, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's at the bottom.
Oh, it's at the bottom. Okay.
Unless his phone's upside down.
I went.
Please tell me you're not going to be like that today. Please, please.
I already am. I can't help it.
Jesus. Well, yes, you can. So make an effort. All right. Thank you.
I went to a store on Saturday morning, and there were two different people FaceTiming from inside the store, both yelling into their phone.
Was it like
around the store,
like a trendy store that they need a TikTok there?
I wanted to sit outside and just take pictures of the weirdos coming out of this store.
What was the store?
It was a grand opening.
Of what?
A new Goodwill.
All right, so I've...
It was packed with people, and no one looked normal.
No, no. My daughter could tell you all about that. She knows every thrift store on the 95 corridor,
right?
And she'll hit them all. Like when
that's how Kelly is.
When I go on a trip, I want to get there, especially like a driving trip. Until I get to the destination, the trip's not done. And Carrie's a real big one for, let's stop here. There's an outlet mall in Williamsburg. Let's stop here. Let's see where there's a Goodwill. Right. And I'm like, no,
drive is now 7.
Yeah. And I'm not going to do it. I don't like that. I don't like going to places on trips. But did you go into the Goodwill?
I did.
I love the fact that you went there before it was picked over and people got all the good stuff.
I guess
stuff.
It technically opened up on Friday.
Okay.
Afternoon, but I went with Kelly and her mom on Saturday.
Friday was the soft opening.
Right. Because they're those type of people that hit all the thrift stores and try to find good things. Mm-hmm. And they both got a bunch of stuff at this
place. Do they ever sell or do they donate or do they just buy?
They, we've donated and we've bought.
Okay.
So, yes.
I would say that does it lean more towards buying?
Is that the way it should look?
Yeah, then you should have like a live button at the bottom, a plus button. You hit plus at the bottom, and then you hit live.
Be nice if I could see, but the bottom there is nothing on the bottom. And when I scroll, it just continues to scroll. So that's what I'm trying to do.
There should be something that says your profile or something.
Okay. Take a look. Top video shop.
Just go to like your homepage or the for you, or just quit the app and reopen it, and then there'll be a giant plus at the bottom.
Okay.
So, Rob, I went to this Goodwill.
Right.
And
was it a big one? Because they can be huge.
It was a big one.
Yeah.
That brand new fancy building built for this Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua.
And I wanted to...
honest to Christ.
Gave up.
I swear to God. Go ahead. I apologize.
I wanted to take pictures of all these weird people in here.
Right.
And at one point, I tried to pull my camera out, and I was like, I'm just going to record some of this because it'd be good for TikTok.
Yeah.
But I felt like a creep around all the creeps. So I wandered around a little bit and told them, I will wait in the car. Call me when it's time to pay.
Where were they focusing their attention?
Oh, it's a new Goodwill, so you have to hit every aisle.
But is there one thing they always go to? Like, are they clothing people?
Oh, yeah, they're the flip clothing people.
Oh, I can't. Yeah. I don't like secondhand clothing, yeah, but I'll buy kitchen stuff all day.
They're the check the labels because we can sell this online for way more than Goodwill.
I see. And do they ever do that?
Occasionally.
Okay, good. Were there any records in there? Any long playing records?
LPs? There were a lot of records. Really nice book section. Best I've seen in a Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice.
Was there a book there called Open Mic, The Story of the Mike O'Mara Show?
Oh, there might be next week. Maybe I should go drop mine off.
No. Besides, I still have to sign it for you, I'm sure. And no, I can also do Mike's signature, which would be nice. So,
but it was one of those things where there were so many creepy people. I took a picture of one because
creepy in what way? Because I think of a 55-year-old man solo at an amusement park is creepy. That's
have you ever
me.
Seen someone walking around with a dog and the dog is not on the leash inside of a store?
You mean the dog was just like being an associate, just like walking around, not being carried?
Yes, and she would just yell for it to come down the aisle with her.
Never seen that. No.
I'd say women not wearing enough clothing, mm-hmm. and not because they're so attractive, we're going to show a bunch off.
Okay.
And then I would say, there was one person in giant heels and full face makeup, as in her head face was white, like white makeup.
Oh,
really?
Walking around. And then a few just really inappropriate shirts to wear out in public.
Well, maybe they were looking to buy a new shirt that's appropriate. Maybe Goodwill has a shirt that says, like, Jesus saves, and you could get that. That's good.
Well,
that would actually be great...
My son, who continuously brings me 12-year-old humor,
yeah,
said, I don't know where he saw this, but he was up at an amusement park, said the T-shirt he saw was, I didn't know the graphic on it. He just told me what the text said.
Yes.
And the caption on the shirt was, it's not gay if it's TSA. So I don't know what that
I just really sent you the shirt that I did take a picture of one creep at this Goodwill. And would you, Mike, wear this shirt out in public?
All right, let's take a peek. Let's see what it is.
It's not because, gay.
Are you putting it up on the screen?
No, I texted it to you because it's not appropriate.
Well, I'm live.
For our
my
feed.
Phone's not able to take that right now.
Well, it is shooting guns and spreading buns. And
that's
it's got a
good
nice
shirt.
Picture to go with it.
Yeah. Was that a baker that was wearing that shirt? Probably.
Josh,
not.
Do you see me on TikTok now?
I have not even looked at TikTok.
All right, take a peek.
I will check your TikTok.
And so sometimes I like to show Josh that I've been successful in my endeavors. You know, that's what I like to do.
Thank you, Mike, to Metalmaniac 415 for the super chat, which is
Thank
always
you.
Nice.
Very like nice. That. We appreciate that. Sorry that I did this while we were
Mike,
going on, but
yes. I am proud to say you are not on Facebook on TikTok Live. I don't know what you did. I don't know who you're talking to.
The Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah, is not live.
I've got, I'm interacting with people as we speak right
now. All right, let me restart my TikTok.
All right.
You know, that would actually be a good shirt that could promote Goodwill because, you know, it's all about being economical. And
give me some hearts, people. Give me
Jesus
some hearts
saves.
So I can make sure.
Oh, hold on.
That
maybe it's because I'm logged in as the Mike O'Mara show. All right, you are, yes. You're up there.
Mike, there you go.
You
got to
savor this moment. Savor this moment. This is a good one.
How
you
about that?
Him.
That,
yeah.
did
that
I,
was
did,
my
didn't
mistake.
I?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I? Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. So we are, Josh and I are both on TikTok Live now. Rob, you're next.
All right.
Wait, are we supposed to go on? I'm not on live. Hold on.
Oh, you're not on? I thought we were doing it live today.
Well, I said we weren't going to do it today.
I know. Yeah, I know. All you right. said that right before the show, and
well,
then I threw you a curveball.
You need to accept us all as guests.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I've
because
got
or someone's going to hear
Josh,
one
should
side.
Should I accept you, Josh?
You should.
Okay. I just accepted you.
And then go ahead and turn the volume down on your phone.
I already have.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd be hearing me right now.
And I said, I think I sent a request to be approved.
Okay. Hold on.
To be
all right. And I believe I am there.
There you are. I see you,
because
Josh.
Otherwise they would just be hearing a one-sided conversation of yourself.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now the, all three Rob, I haven't gotten your request in yet, so
I click join, right? And then join to unlock fan page, send heart to me to join.
I like it when we do things on the spur of the moment. It makes me very, very happy.
Josh, am I missing something? I should just be able to hit join, right?
I don't know. I just invited you.
Oh, thank you. Awfully kind of you.
Because I don't know, and... That's why I wanted to do this pre-show before 8:15.
Hey, I get it. I get it. I get it. Okay. I was busy. Anyway, thank you, Neil. Appreciate it. Appreciate you joining us. Yeah.
Oh, I
thank
see
you.
What happened. Join,
Metal Maniac. We appreciate that too.
Join
lots of
just
people,
makes
lots
me part of the conversation, but I'm not on camera yet. So I'm waiting for your invite to come through.
What's that?
I have joined, which means I can see the conversation, but I haven't gotten the invitation yet to
you don't have to.
I invited you.
Okay.
Now we're just waiting for Rob to do this. Look at how pissed Josh is at me right now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just thought it was your idea on Friday night, and I thought that we would do this. There's Josh, who's getting his camera set up. That's a nice angle for you. Let me see if I can go a little tighter, too. That's better, right? Is that better with us doing this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It just looks good.
Now we have to make sure that Rob gets to join us, and we'll be...
I'll be there in 1 second, I promise.
Then we can do a show.
Yeah, and then we can hit record and do a show.
So the Veloci coaster at Universal Studios mm-hmm. is the greatest roller coaster, according to my son, who went with his buddy Finley for Finley's birthday weekend and had a fantastic time. And getting back to Christy, thank you, thank you. To have a family that loves to take him along, and we love him to go because Carla and I are both not amusement park people, mm-hmm. it's just a blessing. It really is, because it picks up the slack for us.
And the the thing is he
Rob? What's the problem?
He's trying to figure it out.
I guarantee you, if I can do it, Rob can do it. I guarantee it.
Thank you. And what would you say?
At the bottom, there's a button that says guest.
Yes. Yeah.
Click on that.
Okay.
And then click request.
Oh, okay. Very good.
While Rob figures that out, would you like to see a little of the Velocicoaster?
I would.
Yes, please. Let's take a peek.
I love that coaster.
Now, this is the little mister that we have here. And this roller coaster, this actually made me nauseous just looking at it. The thing about this coaster, you see it goes back and then it launches you. So, you just do a slow build. This, now it gets launched.
It's goes a magnetic
up to
launch.
70 miles per hour. Take a look at that. Oh. Yeah.
No, this is a Rob style ride.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Universal, I went and sat in a coffee shop while Kelly and Owen rode this ride. And Kelly said this was the worst roller coaster she's ever ridden.
No, those magnetic launches are the best. They are so cool. They actually, Mike, the way they work is, you know how on magnet, like on a refrigerator, one side will stick the fridge and the other side will repel?
Yeah.
They change the polarity of the magnet in the track. I'm waiting. Oh, look, it's me. I need to turn on my camera. There we go.
Oh, see, that little go up and straight down would get me too.
I mean, I would be barfing. Fall out of your seat. I would already be barfing at this particular
moment. Even Relief Band wouldn't help me with this.
Yeah, I don't think it would. Josh, is this? I haven't read anything. I know. Have you been on this coaster?
No. As I just said, I went to the coffee shop.
Okay.
While Kelly rode this,
I would imagine that the.
Oh, those corkscrews are the best.
Might be a record setter as far as time, because this looked to be the longest coaster I've seen in a long time.
I think it was maybe when it came out. It's a few years old, but I know it's a pretty impressive coaster, and it moves fast. When you stand by there, those things just, you can't take a picture of the people on it.
My son informed me that we've had an amazing weather weekend down here in Southwest Florida. I'll get to that in a second, because the chickens have come home to roost as far as my home and shielding me from the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Read into that whatever you want to read into. The fact that they had storms in Orlando as well put the kibosh on the crowd scenes at the theme park. And I think the timing of it, too, really, in most cases, right at the beginning of the school year, they got really, really lucky when the rains came because the park emptied out. And the one thing, would you agree that, and I'm not trying to put theme park people down, but theme park people do everything when everybody else does it, right? And so when a few people start leaving the park when it rains, everybody leaves the park when it rains.
What I've noticed this year is that I think overall attendance is down. I've three times been to a park this year, and all three times it's been really lightly attended. And Josh, you have to admit, the day we went, it was a beautiful day.
It was amazing weather, and I was shocked how little people were at King's Dominion.
Yeah.
With Universal, the thing he also has going for him is they just opened up their brand new park just a few weeks ago, called Epic Universe.
Oh, so the Monster Park, yeah.
Which got the Monster Park, the Mario, the Dragonland. So that one, everyone's flooding to, which I'm sure helps for the other parks. Like, I believe this is Islands of Adventure.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And he had a great time.
That's awesome. Does he like all roller coasters? Does anything make him?
He always didn't, but his buddy dragged him along and finally got him hooked, and now he is absolutely hooked on it. So
great.
And the fact that this family is so kind to my son, and they make him part of it. And when they send a picture along where they have three children, and so they have the older sister, the kid that's my son's age, and the baby. And when the picture comes through and it's my son's buddy and Michael, and Michael's holding the baby, you know that he's part of the fam. And it's we're grateful for it. We really are. So we could stay at home and watch the deluge that was the entire weekend, where rain like I've never seen rain. And then
But it can turn in Florida so quick, can it? I mean,
this weekend. This weekend was, it's just, we're in a system now where it's constantly hanging over us. And we look over and we see there's a drip, drip, drip coming out of the ceiling. And realized that the chickens may have come home to roost when it comes to the leaking roof. And now...
How old is your roof, do you suppose?
It's probably 20 years old.
Mm.
And where is the leak?
The leak is towards the back of the house.
Is it the kind of leak that you had to put like a bucket under it or more of a...
But just a towel down on the floor. And okay. Then once the rain stops, the real heavy stuff, it didn't... We got plenty of rain all weekend and it never leaked again. So, but it's going to require us, diving into the same... This is just like diving into insurance companies and diving into anything that would involve dealing with the man. And because there's not a hurricane involved and it's 20 years old... I think that we are.
Let me offer you a bit of optimism.
Potential for bad news here.
Let me offer you a bit of optimism. The fact that it stopped when the rain stopped means that it's not gathering and hanging out in your roof. And because it was so centralized, this could be as simple as putting in a few new shingles.
I would love that. Nothing.
And it could very well be. It could very well be.
It could be if you get a handyman to go do it. If you get a roofing company, it's a 20-year-old roof. They're going to make you buy a roof.
Yeah. We've done a roof down here, so we know the company and we know the company's very reputable. So we are they work with you and they're very much aware that the problem is they had one main guy and he no longer works for the company, which really sucks because we love this guy.
And a lot of the roofing companies nowadays, they will work with the insurance company for you.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you get down here and you know your way around the issues. And if this was after a storm, it would be one thing, but it's not. So we'll have to wait. But I mean, it was just kind of a drag. And I looked up, and it's been there before. It's been there for quite a while.
Okay.
And have you been trying to think? Well. Maybe a storm will come in the next 4 months and then I can get the insurance claim.
Basically,
that's pretty dark.
The situation that killed the insurance agents down here, the insurance business down here, was the roofing companies that a lot of them now have their own legal departments to fight the insurance company. So I don't know. I don't know
so
what the
sad
rules are. It
for
just
those
sucks.
Insurance people, Mike, they're
yeah,
good
I
people.
really breaks my heart. it's just kind of an interesting conundrum, and we'll have to wait and see. But just when you're thinking things are going fine, it's a 20-year-old house, and things are going to start to go. We got the HVAC, and people do that.
I'm wearing the shirt today, Mike. Don't get happy.
Don't get happy.
You
never get happy. That's not going to help you, and we'll have to wait. So I wrote down on my show prep today, happiness is a leaking roof. Because
my favorite
it's
Beatles
such a
song.
Drag. I really, I don't know. I think.
Have you seen it leak before?
No.
Okay.
But I believe I've seen the evidence of it before.
Discolored ceiling?
Not a discolored ceiling, a crack in the joinery of the drywall in the corner.
I see.
Which probably was a result of agua. And the fact that it's in the back of the house towards the porch, the lanai, as they call them down here, we'll have to wait and see.
So
yes.
It's time to move. You just paint over that, move on.
And run.
Get out of there.
You don't think it has anything to do with your rooftop swimming pool?
I wish I had one, but I don't. Now, the other good thing is yesterday morning, I ran out because I have noticed that on the sides of my house, the way homes are built down in the great state of Florida is that they are built on a slab. And so there are no basements per se in Florida because
if
you tried to dig a basement you'd cause a sinkhole
and you know what else
everybody
get,
would
Mike,
perish in your
you
family.
Would get seepage the water seepage. Would seep into your garage
but it doesn't prevent I am well guttered in my home what I am not is I am not well downspouted which means that the water comes out of the downspouts and just kind of like weans onto the ground right next to the house. So yesterday I said, I've had enough of these potential sinkholes underneath the downspout.
Sure.
I'm going to run out, and I told Mrs. O'Mara I was going out to get dog food when I changed my mind, took a left turn, went to the big box store to get my stuff, and I decided I've been a very successful hairy homeowner. I've been doing really, really well. So I said, little project. I will get what is called drain tile. You know what drain tile is, Rob? Do you know what that is?
Is that the tile that goes under the downspout so the water distributes?
No, that's a splash.
Okay, I don't know
that. What the drain tile is a tube of plastic that extends out across your lawn and
You
know, take the water and make it drain. So I went out. I got a couple of back downsplashes or splash guards that they had for the downspouts, and then I got the attachment that goes onto the downspout, put it onto some drain tile, and ran the drain tile all the way to my driveway facing down, so all the water coming off the roof was going to funnel out into the gutters in the street.
In theory, it sounds great.
In theory, it was. And then I got, and this is where you have to be diligent as Harry, a homeowner. Mm-hmm. The end of the first part of this has a little square, so it actually fits nicely over the gutter, the downspout, unless you've got the larger downspout. And this, of course, almost stopped me in my tracks. And I said, what is this, a mini gutter that it's designed for? And then I realized that simply detaches. You have a larger square, put it right on top of
adaptable.
It. No fuss. And so I did one on the front right of the house, one on the front left. I have the drain tile pooping out to the driveway and the other one pooping out by a palm tree to urinate all of my water away from the house and down into the front. I finished that. Then in the back of the house, I just put a couple of downsplashes so there wouldn't be big holes. Unfortunately, my neighbor here on the left kind of drives the water into his location. He doesn't have gutters. But anyway, that was it. And then not one minute, I am not exaggerating, the storm from hell arrived right after that. And my wife is in the boudoir working out. And I said, Carla, you got to come here. And I said, get out here, just to have her look at my drain tile and the water pouring out of that into the street, which I was very excited
about. So it worked out well?
It worked out very well.
This is why this is a perfect thing for Mike, because not only did he successfully do it, but he had instant confirmation that it worked.
About as satisfying a project as I can get, because it is the satisfaction of doing something. It took no time, really. I think the entire expenditure with the splash guards and the drain tile and the little extendo things, I wish I knew what to pronounce, was probably about $80.
You know what's great, Josh? I actually have a picture from the Ring Cam of Mike and Carla from when she came out. And there they are as they get ready.
There I am, and I wear that hat.
People don't realize
that I wear that hat. By the way,
did you screw it to the drain spout?
No, I did not. No,
you should go throw a screw in there.
Yeah, to make sure it doesn't. So far, so good. I checked it.
So
this
the stronger
morning.
Storms don't yank it out or blow it out.
Yeah,
so it just stays in place.
Have you done this before? Have you?
Yeah,
done this?
I have in the past.
Okay, all right. So that is a decent thought.
One little screw and it'll be fine.
Okay,
a set screw. When you see it, Mike, is it unsightly or do you like the way it looks?
Oh, it's unsightly. Yeah,
okay.
It's not something I would keep during the dry season at all.
Okay,
I would slide.
Well, that's
it off
a beautiful thing. You can.
Done.
It's removable.
But
maybe you don't need a screw.
It's just, you know, I have in my later years just taken to becoming more handy, and I absolutely love it. I absolutely love
what
my
is
little
your,
homeowner's projects.
What
I really
is your
do.
Most,
I'm boring. Yes.
No, it's not boring. It's great. What is the repair that pleased you most?
The repair, there have been so many recently, but the one, you know, the thing is now putting hammer screws into the concrete to hang things up in the garage. That to me is something I never would have gone near that. And it took multiple tries again because I forgot exactly how to. Hammer screw is a, if you don't know what it is, it's masonry. It's to, you put a screw into the wall, concrete wall, and you need a specific kind of screw and you need a specific kind of drill. And so doing that on the heels of my little outside homeowner's project, and pretty good with the fact that on Friday night, alcohol had been freely coursing through my veins like you would not believe. It was, which I'm sure you could tell when you were looking at it. But, this is great. Now, before we go on, and I'll let you guys, I've been babbling here because I'm excited. Josh, the TikTok venture that we have, success,
yes.
Is it working? Do you think it's okay?
I think it's okay.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's up there and working. I don't know. I can't hear the audio or anything, so I don't know. I'll go back and play it later. You know, like when we play elements and sounds and show stuff on the show, it's going to not be there, but that's okay.
Oh, so it's just carrying our voices from the camera. You're not piping the feed.
Exactly.
Okay. Right. Okay, I understand.
But
that.
I think it's okay, and I'll go back and look at the recording later.
How many screws did you put up in the garage, Mike?
Just two.
Because you're going to need to do a lot more, because isn't the plan to hang all your awards out there?
You know, I have several awards I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at that wonderful Studio 4C from the old studio.
Yes.
I'm looking at my flag that I have. There is a signed Washington Capitals Stanley Cup team where everybody signed it that I want to put up in here. You know, and I also did a deep dive. I was a whirling dervish, even with a hangover this weekend, that I ran all my cables so that this studio looks pretty darn good. If you'll notice that, you know, that's a pretty neat looking setup that I have here. And I'm panning around with my TikTok camera. But it's cool. I'm very happy.
Good.
And where'd you pick up that windscreen?
Was that windscreen
out and about on Saturday as well?
No, windscreen was Amazonia where I grabbed that. But the windscreen I'd had on for so long. And let me just say this.
Yeah.
When you work in a community radio station, Josh, and I know you've never had the pleasure, but I will tell you this. When you do work in a community, this would be for all baby broadcasters. You know, radio stations used to be one studio, three or four or five disc jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe seven if you count the weekend guys.
Weekenders, right.
The one thing you never wanted to do was smell the windscreen.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Bad. Then as we evolved into our own studios, as this show
you want to just bring
did,
your own? Just swap it out before your show?
Nobody ever did that. Nobody ever was burdened with that great idea.
We were very excited to complain about it, but not so motivated to actually do anything about it.
And so mine, I am proud to say, due to a regular course of dental hygiene, I have never had an odor issue with my windscreen. What I have had, though, is after a length of time, I don't know if you've ever had this happen, Rob, after a length of time, this styrofoam, you know, gets a little worn out.
I think it starts to actually decompose. Because of the lightness of it. Yeah, I keep an extra windscreen at all times.
At a certain point, I just pulled a few big chunks of it off because it was too old. And
that was sunflower seeds. Had to pull them out of it.
All I can think of, Mike, is if you put a deteriorating windscreen in a radio station, how fast the DJs would pull it apart because they're so bored. One of the greatest things, and I'll show you the microphone because you'll recognize the model. Hold on. This Larry King-styled microphone, this RCA 77.
Yeah.
Whenever you see them, all of them have pencil pricks in every little hole in the screen because bored DJs would poke the hole because they're just bored.
Yeah.
They'd also scrape stuff with razor blades. Razor blades are all around a radio station.
Oh, I destroyed many studios.
Yeah, not just for cocaine.
That's why offices got rid of padded arms. In your office chair.
Yeah, because people would pick,
pick
that's it
apart.
The way it goes.
Yeah.
By the way, my two armrests here and on my chair, perfectly unpicked. Never touched them. We've got more show coming up. I never have talked about the obnoxious TikTok Live that I did from the bar over the weekend, but we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But first, I want to tell you that this episode is brought to you by Fair Harbor, makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. There's not too many weekends left in summer 2025, so don't miss out. If you're heading to the beach or you have a vacation coming up, pack their breeze knit line trunks and say goodbye to mesh linings forever. Tell your mesh to go to hell. Go to hell, mesh.
Yeah, mesh.
You see. Mesh is bad, but Fair Harbor trunks are soft, chafe-free, and built to move. These trunks are softer than anything you have ever felt before. You got to give Fair Harbor a try. With millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews, Fair Harbor is a crowd favorite for a reason. Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great shorts, shirts, and the best hoodies ever. Treat yourself, sweetheart. We have a new code, so head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS20. And use the code TMOS20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, clothing.com/TMOS20 for 20% off your first purchase. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS20 so they know that the huge hard at work. TMOS staff sent you, all 45 employees.
Yeah, and they're all very handy, Mike. All very handy.
Every single day. And we are very, very grateful, ladies and gentlemen, as we always are. Oh, man. There you go. All right, hold on just a second. Let me see if that's working. No.
People on, you know what, fun is that people on TikTok don't know if it's working or not.
I know.
Right, there are no sound effects over there. Unless your headphones are really loud.
What's that?
Unless your headphones are really loud.
That's true.
Did you know that there are fashion choices you can make that'll get you kicked out of Disney parks, since we were talking about theme parks before? You wear that, Rob? I mean, you're a theme park.
You're not allowed to show your balls, I know.
No, you can't show your balls.
They want it family friendly.
Yeah. Here are the big fashion don'ts if you're planning a trip to a Disney park around the world. Right there. Right there. If I'm going to do something where I'm paying my hard-earned money for my own amusement, I wish to be free, first and foremost. I wish to be free.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't like people telling me what to do.
I
really
these
don't.
Rules.
What's that?
I like these rules.
You do?
Yes, because these rules do not bother family theme park. These rules bother the adult children that want to go there and make it all about them and not the kids that are there to experience the magic.
Point well taken.
I agree with Josh on that.
I understand. Okay, I agree with both of you to a certain extent. I just hate
you can go somewhere else
front,
and wear your short shorts.
Park's clothes are, well, short shorts if it's on the right kind of lady, right?
Or gentleman, Mike.
The gentleman.
Because you see them both.
Costumes for adults. Kids under 12 can dress like their favorite princess or pirate, but grown-ups are out of luck. This is kind of what you're referring to, Josh.
You're creepy, and you're trying to make it about you.
Disney wants the official characters in the parks to be the only ones in costume.
I remember, Josh, we were talking that he got kicked out when he was dressed as Peter Pan. They did not accept it.
Josh did?
Yes.
No, he
loved
that.
I was just wearing tights. I wasn't Peter Pan.
Yeah. Well, you suggested Peter Pan.
But he was wearing his tights in the elf style, you know, where Will Ferrell had to show his package. Number two, outfits with long trains or dragging fabric.
Hey, man, this is dragging fabric.
Think floor-length gowns, giant capes. Or anything that could trip you or someone else in the crowd.
Can you imagine getting your train, Mike, all messed up in the teacup ride? It'd kill you.
Disney site safety concerns. Yeah, whatever. Revealing attire. This is what Josh is against.
Yes.
Bikinis, crop tops that mimic swimwear. Harlots. Or overly skimpy clothing are off limits. Harlots. Shoes are required at all times. Now, our boy in the upper right-hand corner. I think not only should shoes be required, but you shouldn't be able to go. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on a new special edition product, a salted caramel chip protein bar. IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, my salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only a gram of sugar, plus nutrients like Lion's Mane Adaptogen. And 10% of sales go to Chef Keller's nonprofit program, Mentor, supporting the next generation of aspiring U.S. chefs. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ bars and all of their amazing products. I'm in love. When products are co-created by a Michelin star chef, they taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ bar, I feel amazing. Right now, IQ Bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. IQ Bar, the best. Oh, in sandals.
Mike, I don't wear sandals to theme parks.
You don't?
No.
Really?
Don't want to lose a toe.
What do you wear?
I have I just use a
hard
regular,
shoes.
Yeah,
with buckles.
Yeah, I work. Mike, are you familiar with the Doc Marten company? Doc Martens.
Good for you.
No, I wear tennis shoes because, you know, you're going to be doing a lot of walking. And if, God forbid, like, you pop a buckle on a sandal, you're screwed. Yeah.
So you wear your corrective tennis shoes when you go to the theme park?
Run, Rob, run. I wear my braces, of course.
Scary. Number four is scary or offensive clothing. Anything that might frighten children or clash with Disney's family-oriented vibe is banned. I'm not a theme park person. What would they be referencing?
Well, I went to Busch Gardens 2 years ago dressed as Nosferatu.
No, they're referencing curse words on your clothing or sexual references.
It's not gay if it's TSA?
That's more of a universal shirt.
Yeah. It depends on the day of the week at Disney.
But I think, you know what I think, Josh? This is not under inappropriate. This is under scary. So I imagine it's being dressed as Disney villains.
It's exciting.
Or monsters. Because does Disney do like a Halloween thing?
They do. They do like a villains thing.
Yeah. So when they do that, you know, you don't want to be scaring the kids, Mike.
Offensive tattoos. Now, here I'm on board with this. If you have ink that could be seen as vulgar or inappropriate, you'll need to cover it up before entering the park.
Yeah. So I covered it with a big picture of Goofy.
For adults who still want to channel their favorite character, there's a thing called Disney Bound that bends the rules a bit. Of course, right? Probably for extra money, right? Right. Don't they probably charge more? Yeah. It's where fans use regular clothing to mimic a character's look with the same color palettes. Except, what, you wear the same outfit like Minnie Mouse would wear?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, but you're not Minnie Mouse. This is the whole thing with Josh's Peter Pan again.
Yeah. And Disney has the stores over at that Disney Springs place where you can go and buy the clothes.
Buy the outfits,
that match.
By the way, go ahead.
Disney Bound, I always thought, had to do with S&M, and it's not. It's just different.
Walt with, like, duct tape on his wrist.
You remember Walt up in his apartment over the fire station. He had things he liked to do.
Says here, just remember that if it gets too close to a full costume, you might be asked to change. Mm. Right there in the middle of the park. Strip down naked, change into their outfits.
Mike, in Adventureland. You can change in Adventureland.
They're very exciting. Thank you. Let's see. There's still no word on the cast for season 51 of Saturday Night Live. Thank you, Rob. But Lorne Michaels says, we can expect a pretty big shakeup. So I guess he said that, particularly because they couldn't do it last year. Quote, there couldn't be those kind of disruptions or anything that was going to take the focus off the 50th season, and we had an election. He says the new cast will be announced in a week or so. Only one cast member is confirmed to return for the upcoming season, and you're not going to believe this, but it's not Kenan Thompson.
Oh, Kenan will stick around.
Kenan's there. He's just not confirmed yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. But the one who's got the no-cut contract, James Austin Johnson, who plays President Trump, kind of a no-brainer if you think about it. And let's be honest, Kenan's probably not going anywhere, as you guys said.
I have heard actually from him on social media, Bowen Yang doesn't think he's coming back, which is sad. I think he's great.
No, I think that's excellent.
Do you?
Get rid of that hump.
I don't think he's a hump.
I don't care. I'm just saying that because I know you like
Mike.
Him so
I just went to Disney parks. I went to the Disney park in California dressed as Bowen Yang, and they allowed it, which I thought was nice.
That's very nice. Yeah. I think that's exciting. Mm-hmm. All right, moving right along here. The Coldplay Jumbotron controversy is the gift that keeps on giving.
Are we still doing this?
Yeah, it's interesting. During a show on Friday at Wembley Stadium, Chris Martin noticed a guy holding a sign that said he wanted to propose to his girlfriend. So, of course, he decided to have fun with it. He said, quote, okay, now listen, my brother, I need you to nod as I do some basic security checks, okay? Then he asked, quote, is this person your partner? Yes? No? No one else's partner? Are you cousins or siblings or anything weird like that? Are you AI? Are you real people? Okay, then I think we can continue. After the guy passed the test, Chris sang to the couple during the proposal, which is lovely.
Yeah, that is great. I like that his press people prepared him for such a moment. Mm-hmm. With all those questions, because I really doubt he's witty enough to come up with that on the spot.
You're not a fan of Coldplay?
No.
Rob, he's on stage every day. He can handle that.
We'll see.
He can handle making a joke about his own band going viral.
Disagreed in.
Why do you hate Coldplay?
I don't hate Coldplay. I just don't think they bring anything to the table.
In what way?
Have you ever gone out whistling a Coldplay song?
I've hummed it.
It's so remarkably not catchy. And also the fact that they're still referencing this thing that happened, 7 years ago on the Jumbotron? I'm done with it.
It was last year. It was probably in the spring.
I'm done with it.
It wasn't even that. I think it was last month.
It was like 4 weeks ago. But I'm done with it, and I don't like them.
You just don't like them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't, you know what? I would not go see them in concert. Given tickets, I would not go.
Really?
Really.
All right. Well, you don't want to get caught on that Jumbotron.
Me and Josh on the Jumbotron together.
There's a new study out of Europe that shows coffee can improve your mood. In the study, regular caffeine consumers immediately reported feeling happier and more enthusiastic. This is about as true as it gets. Mm-hmm. I'm there 100%. We're so into it on this show. We have Charlie's Choice Coffee that we actually sell coffee through this show, our own brand. I believe it. After a cup of coffee or some other caffeine, I don't even think it's other caffeine. I think it's the hot coffee thing. I love it, and I love it black, and that's how I – it's just it says here the joy typically lingers for around 2.5 hours. I think that might be legit too. You get me at 1 or 2 in the afternoon, I have kind of a like a lot of people have that crash. I don't think I don't drink it throughout the day. Do you guys drink it throughout the day, coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink coffee at all?
No. Okay. I mean, maybe after like a dinner or something.
Josh, do you drink it in the morning?
Maybe one cup a year.
Really? So both of you are non-coffee drinkers.
No, I'm tea.
But the Mike, the thing about I like what you say about the hot beverage part of it. Do you know that in the 1960s, Dr. Pepper tried to market itself as something you could go home and heat up and drink?
Hot Dr. Here. Pepper. We did that on the show. Remember that, Rob?
Yeah, that's right. We put an orange slice.
Josh,
in
you sometimes think you're doing a show with two people who have dementia and don't remember anything that was ever done on the show?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Okay, Josh, but do you ever think you're doing a show with people that have dementia that don't remember what's already been said?
No.
What he did?
Yes, I know what he did.
See, I get that. It's a joke I've done too, because we're idiots. There's one caveat. The only people in the study were habitual caffeine users. So it's possible that the positive feelings were just a rush from getting the fix. I'm fine with that.
But also the thing about caffeine, you get to a point where if you don't have it, you're doomed. You have it and you're just maintaining.
Yeah.
And so you got to maintain it that way.
Previous studies have shown that about one cup of coffee every 4 hours can give you a boost, but you shouldn't overdo it. 4 cups per day should be the max. That's the equivalent of about 300 milligrams of caffeine. And everybody drinks caffeine drinks, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, you drink Red Bulls or things like that every single day. That's how you get your caffeine filled.
With the coffee every 4 hours, do you find yourself setting an alarm for like 3 a.m? So you can get that cup of coffee.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up. All right, moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Shrekking is the hot new dating term that's trending. It's when you date down and pick someone you're not attracted to.
Oh, like Carrie did.
Because you think that it means they'll be nice.
Mm.
And you are nice. So even when she went for the less attractive man, she got a nice person.
Like Borat says, very nice.
Very nice. My brother Milo said, you'll never get this. You'll never get this. La, 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 la.
This speaks more of the person who's dating down. That looks down like I'm better than these people, but I will date them.
It is also possible to be Shrek'd by a woman, but it's a term that's mostly being used about men. USA Today talked to a dating coach who said the term is new, but the trend isn't. Plenty of people have put looks lower on the list or hoped attraction would grow over time. I think it's been out there in the in the ether for a long time that women are less focused on looks than men are.
All they want is money.
She says, this lady says it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it can backfire if you assume you'll be treated better just because you're dating down. In other words, don't judge a book by its cover. Yes, the hot guy at the bar might be a jerk, but don't assume his dumpy friend is just nice because he's got a wonky eye and no hair. He might be a jerk, too. Yeah. Well, that's the don't get happy attitude that I you know, subscribe to on this show. That's it. So finally,
I think if your attitude is you're dating down, then it's you've got your own issues.
You're going into the relationship with a superiority complex.
Exactly. Right? That's what I said. When you said dating coach, am I the only one who pictured like Tom Landry?
Thank you. With a hat. Second time that hat has worked its way into the show today. Finally, a woman in St. Petersburg, Florida, got arrested last Monday after she did some day drinking and got a weird head start on Halloween. 48-year-old Marsha Morgan. You know, I understand Marsha Morgan used to work at a restaurant up in Maryland.
Really?
On the way to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Like near the bridge?
Yeah. She worked at, are you familiar with the Whitehall Inn?
I am. What's their signature dish, though?
Marsha Morgan was responsible for cooking them because she would provide people in the restaurant, especially lots of them on weekends. Marsha Morgan, Marsha Morgan would make those famous Whitehall fruit fritters. The mimic. Thank you. 48-year-old Marsha Morgan was angry after one of her neighbors parked too close to her yard. Oh, that's a no-no. So she decided to toilet paper their car. According to the police report, she was drunk and dressed, of course, in a hot dog costume.
Now,
well, that way the neighbors wouldn't recognize her.
I hate this phrase, but there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, we got a lot to unpack on our political podcast. Let's unpack that. They say she was leaning against the person's car with a roll of toilet paper in her hand while pulling off strips and putting it all over their vehicle, much like paper mache.
Yes.
Very, very interesting.
Or as the French say, Mike, papier mache.
Papier mache. They described her as intoxicated. You think?
That's how they described her?
No, she was described totally, Rob, as intoxicated and uncooperative. The good news is in the state of Florida, 99.9% of residents are either intoxicated or uncooperative.
That's I used to live my life that way.
Florida!
You know what she should have done? Mustard. Mustard on a car.
Yes. That would really. And sometimes that doesn't come out, at least
that's
if you're clothing. We've got more show coming, but first I want to tell you, here it is. Mango pineapple. That's the flavor of today.
That's it.
You know when you like something? You like something because you're waiting almost by the mailbox or by the front door for it to be delivered. I subscribe to Liquid IV. That's how much I love it. That's how bad I like it. And this program is sponsored by Liquid IV. We love them. Soak up the last days of summer or power through that back to routine grind. Liquid IV's Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier. And either one of you guys grab that one yet?
I haven't gotten that one yet, but it sounds like a magical mixture to me. I love the flavors.
It's creamy vanilla. Candied orange, and I love that. I just love that term, candied orange. I want to taste it.
Yeah.
It's hydration that works way harder than water. I do drink it every day. You see me drink it every day because it's packed with 3 times the electrolytes of sports drinks, plus 8 essential vitamins, and it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and dairy and soy-free. You want sugar-free? That's the only stuff I drink. They've got it. Thanks to Cutting Edge Live HydroScience, hit up liquidiv.com, use TMOS at checkout, and you will get yourself 20% off your order. That is a significant discount if you're a first-timer. Grab a stick, rip it open, and start sipping. Just one stick, 16 ounces of water, hydrates better than water alone. Savor the last bits of summer with Liquid IV. Tear poor, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. Orange Vanilla Dream. It's the cream of the crop. That's 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right. Boy, so much to talk about. We covered pretty much my live TikTok video after getting drunk at the...
Because you didn't go there to do a TikTok. You went there to get beer and wings.
Josh is the reason. Josh was all over TikTok, and Josh has, fully embraced TikTok after a bit of reticence, regarding the show. And and because he did them, I said, well, we can do that too. Is it hard to do? I said that to her. She said, no, you just press this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized that we were on and we were chatting with people and taking comments on the live. And
you had a lot of people attend. You really
did. Yeah, a lot of people attend, but like on this particular, you know, TikTok that we're doing live for the show, we haven't really pre-promoted it. And if we do that, it'll be interesting to see how we do with it. So it's, but it's something that was fun. I enjoyed that. I really, really did. You know what I want to do? I really want to give you my reviews, because in between the household projects, I will tell you all about a television show that I binged in its entirety. And a movie that is so bad, I don't want you to get sucked in for the $19 rental that I paid for this movie over the weekend.
You paid for it. For the TV show, is it worthy of a guessing game?
Yeah, we'll do that later. But first, I want to talk. Do you want to do your youth sports thing, or do you want to talk about candy?
I want to talk about candy, because the youth sports is probably a little more involved. Now, Josh is a candy enthusiast, and his favorite candy is Skittles. And that's fine. That's fine. I'm not a big Skittles guy.
I love Skittles. As far as a fruit candy, probably number one on my hit parade.
Do you put them ahead of like a Starburst?
Oh, 100%.
See, I like a Starburst.
Much better flavor.
I hate that you have to I don't like unwrapping a Starburst. But
I go with the Starburst minis because they're already unwrapped.
You see, and that's a thinking man right there.
This week is Skittles, next week is Starburst.
I see. I don't think of you as a big candy eater. That you would do that. Do you all the every day?
Probably so.
Wow.
I know I've got some twin snakes in the other room. I picked up yesterday.
Is that code?
It's a gummy. It's like a gummy sweet and sour candy.
I've seen those.
I don't do chocolate that often.
You don't like chocolate?
No.
Do you detest chocolate? Will you eat it?
No. I've got every now and then I'll grab a Three Musketeer. That's my chocolate bar.
That might be the least chocolatey bar there is.
That's where we part company, because it's just all nougat.
Yeah. I think a Milky Way is better. And
Hey, Rob, you would know this. You did a whole show on candy.
Yeah, I was Candy Rob.
What the hell is nougat?
Nougat is a fluffed, sugary substance. It's not caramel where it's solid. It's more fluffy. I can't give you
quite marshmallow.
Not quite marshmallow. Heavier than a marshmallow. But that's about all I can tell you about nougat.
It's in Three Musketeers. It's in Milky Way, Snickers. There's nougat in it. I'm not a fan. And Milky Way is for nougat lovers.
I like a Milky Way. I think a Milky Way's got a good distribution of flavor. You know what? I think a Milky Way actually, I hate saying this, works better in a fun size than the full bar. I think the chocolate to nougat ratio is better.
I like the largest Snickers or Milky Way, the ones the size of a ceiling tile.
Is that a Florida thing?
Like those 1-pounders?
Yes, I don't know what I'm talking
about. I thought
about
it was a loaf of bread.
Well, what do you have on candy? What is it going on?
Skittles is doing something new, and I'm not totally against the notion. They're calling a new flavor they're going to debut early next year called Swicy.
Swicy?
Yeah, Swicy. Sweet and spicy. And you see, I'm not against a little heat. A big mover of candy in our house, Carrie and I both love hot tamales, and it's a cinnamon candy, and I think some of the actual candies are hotter than other ones. I think they have a distribution thing where every now and then you'll get one Mike Ike, and it's very hot. But that's a cinnamon heat. They are going to use, these are called Skittles Gummy Fuego, and they're going to have chili-dusted fruit snacks. They're actually going to use chili powder on the Skittles, and I can't make myself like that.
Where do you line up on it, Josh? Just out of curiosity.
So the Buc-ee's here has gummy worms with chili powder on it.
Yeah,
so
there's
similar variation, and I will not go near them because the chili powder, that doesn't do anything for me. And I guess these are gummy Skittles then as well, not regular Skittles.
Mike, there is a steady growth in chili-flavored candies over the last 3 years nationwide.
Black was selling the Flamin' Hot Preparation H on Saturday Night Live.
I think that's true.
Still one of my favorite sketches all year.
I think that this seems, and Josh, you are in Europe since any of us have been to Europe. This seems like a European notion of spicy candy, complicated. Not just the sweet profile. So I don't know. I'll try them, but I don't like spicy and sweet together so much. So, I mean, I'm just curious that, Josh, you won't touch them, huh?
Well, I love Skittles, but not the gummy Skittles. I don't want the gummies. If they were regular Skittles, maybe I'd give them a try.
Fuego on fire. Right. Yes. Skittles gummy. I'm going to surprise you both and say I would give this a shot. I don't like jalapeno anything when it comes to like salty snacks. But no, that bugs me. And
Josh got jalapenos on his pizza when we first met. I thought that was off.
That's just an indigestion thing. I just couldn't handle it. It's too spicy, but actual chili powder on. And by the way, when I make any kind of pasta dish here, always the red pepper flakes are in it. I love a touch of heat. vanilla pudding, you can eat.
I think this is lazy by Skittles.
There are five different flavors.
Yeah, but it's the five different flavors that they normally have in their little Skittle gummies, and they're just dusting them with, so they just mix in the spice.
I think mango is new, isn't it? Because the flavors they're offering are mango, watermelon, strawberry, raspberry,
have you
and
seen
lemon.
The new Enfuego Miralax that they're selling, which is really, really good. That really makes you go quick.
Yeah, and it minimizes time. In the commode, Enfuego. Mike.
Yeah, the full line of Enfuego products. Yeah, Miralax, probiotics. You know, they're just a digestive edge. You know, all that stuff. Fuego Pepto Bismol. That's good one.
The
too.
Greatest. It both causes and solves a problem at the same time.
Exactly. Well,
I wouldn't want. You know what? For example, like my Soul gummies. I don't want them Enfuego. Mm-hmm. I want them to taste like gummies. I want them to taste the way they are.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not taking a break. We're just continuing the show right now.
Right.
I know people complain about that, so I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to talk about a TV show that was okay.
Okay.
And then a movie that was just wretched due to its self-indulgence. But first, I want to tell you, hey, caffeine junkies.
Oh,
we were talking about coffee in the news today.
We were.
Charlie's Choice Coffee, still awesome. And you can reorder or you can subscribe. Now, I subscribe to two of our fine sponsors, Charlie's Choice and also Liquid IV. Mm-hmm. And here's a reminder to both of those wonderful companies that send those things along. Do it now, please. For some right now.
Have you gotten the spicy coffee yet?
Yes, the Enfuego Charlie's Choice. let's see. You can reorder or subscribe for some right now. Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. You got to have coffee. So we want to give you the best. Try pairing it with arugula or brie cheese. Don't do that. He's joking. Or even full-fat cottage cheese.
Yeah, delicious.
Not the light kind. Yeah, that's Josh's dog. It goes with everything. Charlie's Choice is available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. This premium medium roast blend is the best and freshest coffee you can find. It's crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida. So support small business and enjoy a cup of Charlie today. But unlike Charlie, make sure you don't drink it out of a balloon. Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice because it's, what is it, Charlie?
Oh, it's good.
It's good to the last sip.
Thank you, Charlie. Hot, steaming Charlie. Because when Charlie says, duh, it's got to be good. And
yummy!
Really, I think the drinking from a balloon, that might have been, speaking of those Soul gummies, that might have been inspired by a Soul gummy.
You know, when we created the whole Charlie's Choice campaign, yes. Because Josh had gone to a coffee shop in St. Augustine, and I just assumed that Josh was a coffee drinker, and then I find out both of you guys in the news don't, neither one
He's
of you.
He's a businessman.
Well, and I spend a lot of money on coffee.
Yeah.
Kelly drinks coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Kelly's coffee. All right. Mm-hmm. Does Kelly like Charlie's Choice?
Yes, she does.
Okay, very good.
And pick it up. Instead of getting it shipped to us, I'll drive down there and pick it up from the roaster directly.
And it is good. It really is. And I'm
the
black coffee drinker on the show. All right, so over the weekend, I rarely do this anymore. Man, it's a luxury when you got nothing on the docket and you don't have your kid in tow. You can do stuff like this. Binged, I think it's season two of Hostage. Which is a British serial. It was a mini series. I think it was season two. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it was season two. This show was recommended to me by a listener because it features one of my favorite actresses, a British actress that I am a massive fan. And you might have remembered her from a show that got canceled, unfortunately, Gentleman Jack.
And oh, yeah.
Saran Jones is the name of it. And she was perfectly cast as the British Prime Minister. And is there a jiveness to it? Yes. Is it a little broad? Yes. Is it action-packed? Yes, it is. And it was just enough of a diversion where I was able to enjoy it. Would I give it an absolute rave? No.
Were you okay jumping in on season two?
There is no season two. That's what I was just looking up. It's just a limited run. There are no seasons. This is the just new series.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
Catch it right at the beginning.
But was there another show that was called Hostage?
Not the one that just came out on Netflix. Did you watch the wrong show?
No. What's that? What is wrong with you today? What's going on? What's that?
No. The Hostage is, there's no season two. It just came out.
Well, there was one where the lady gets shot at by the sniper in the first season or the first incarnation.
Or was that a flashback?
For me or for the show?
I mean, was it within the show or did it say on Prudism?
I don't give a rat's ass when it was. It was the show is called Hostage with Saran Jones. Mm-hmm. That's the one I watched.
What's the plot? Does someone get taken captive?
Yeah.
It says it shows two leaders as they face an impossible choice. When the prime minister's husband is kidnapped and the French president is blackmailed, forcing them into a fierce rivalry and a race to uncover the plot.
That's exactly what it is. And it was.
How many episodes? Like eight?
Five.
Five, okay.
And I watched them all. I watched them all, and they're about 45 minutes to an hour each one. We just really binged it. And Carl was kind of binging it. I was locked in. I was watching it. And
but
I
isn't that the case most of the time?
Yeah, because she does not really engage.
She likes TV to be in the background.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, the jive factor is something I'm always guarding against because I just don't want it to be trite. And it is a little bit, and the accents were a little wacky, like the woman who played the French prime minister or the French president. There's not a French prime minister. The French president, she spoke French, and then she would speak with almost a perfect English and not British English, American English accent. So
weird.
It confused me to a degree. But I give it if you're looking for something, as we always are, it held my attention and held my interest enough to stay with it. Now, the big mistake of the weekend.
Yes.
There is a movie floating around. I never heard about this movie until it got on streaming. It's called Eddington. Are either one of you aware of this particular film?
No.
This movie has a all-star cast. It stars Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma Stone is also in this. And I think the mother was played by Hackers. What's the actress's name?
Nathan Lane?
Stop. Help. Help, please, Shecky. Help. Hackers, this is your kind of actress who would be in it. But don't worry about it. You're not going to help me. Anyway, it was as self-serving and odd and meandering and difficult to follow as anything I've ever seen. I didn't get it. It was just, it took too long to get to the real good hyper-violence, which I like so bad. But for $19, I'm not quite sure.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to roll the dice.
River Phoenix tends to, he's so weird. And he is
You mean Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, Joaquin. Dead. River passed away.
Yeah.
Look, he gets off on that today, doesn't he?
He just loves it.
I think River's dead. Thank you. I get it. Okay.
Well, I was just picturing them dragging River around like Weekend on Bernie's.
Like Weekend on Bernie's.
Trying to act in this movie.
Yeah, I don't think I would get that either.
Joaquin Phoenix is somebody that, and I love the original Joker. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I think the weirdness was perfect for that. I don't think there needs to be weirdness in everything. And he plays a Southern sheriff, and this is as
over the top?
A New Mexico sheriff, not really a classic. Over the top in such a way that completely and utterly, and none of the reviews. What I like to do is, if I see a film I don't like, I just scour the reviews of it to see if anybody thinks the way I do. And there's a lot of meandering, bad storytelling, doesn't get underway, self-indulgent, blah, blah. What there wasn't was miscast. Joaquin Phoenix is totally miscast as this sheriff. It just doesn't work. And it was, don't waste your time with it. And I don't know how these movies get whisked right into streaming, but I never heard about this film.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, that's quite, but, you know, 60%.
Could have been made. Could have been. Was it on Netflix or where did you find it?
It was on Prime. I watched it
on Prime. Okay, then Amazon Prime probably made the movie. They do that.
Yeah.
And they can put it right away on there.
I mean, so skip that and maybe take a look at Hostage, which apparently only had one season. There you go. That's my movie season.
And also, I'll just throw this on. I mentioned it on Thursday's show. You should take a look at Fisk, F-I-S-K, about the Australian female lawyer. It's goofy and funny and very appealing and very, I like it a lot. It makes me laugh out loud.
And if you want to go to another corner of the web, check out a film that I really enjoy called Fist. Really, really worth
it. Is that on the dark web?
Worth your time. Dark web, yes. You know I linger in there. Do you have some beautiful video for us, Rob Spiewak?
Mike, you'll be talking, you'll hear it for about 10 minutes, but you'll be talking about it for a lifetime.
Very exciting. Before we continue, I want to remind you, if you're looking to lose weight and feel your absolute best, who isn't? It's not an easy task until now. DermGlow Skin partners with the top telehealth company to bring you proven weight loss solutions and a full range of peptides for total body wellness. Their weight loss options include GLP-1 injections, GLP-1 GIP injections, and the brand new option of a once weekly oral drop, GLP-1 and GLP GIP. That means no needles, but the same amazing results. Whether you want to tighten and firm your skin, burn fat and build muscle, improve gut health, reduce inflammation, or practically anything else, DermGlow has a peptide for it. Reach out to Carla anytime and see how she can help you. Helping you look and feel your best is her passion. There's a special offer right now. GLP-1 GIP is $70 off, so it's the perfect time to start. Ready to change your body and your mindset. Let's go to DermGlowSkin.com, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, take it away there, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more time with that.
Hey, I like that.
Thank you.
Beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Yours truly.
Yours truly, KNBR.
I wanted to be more impressed with this guy, but I'm not because I don't appreciate his methodology. He is a YouTube whistler, Mike. And you can whistle loud. I know that you can whistle loud. I don't think
I can whistle loud, but I can't whistle like Andy Griffith whistles.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I hate
and
that.
I think a lot of people, I've heard people from all corners say, I wish I could whistle. Well, this guy is whistling, I guess, but he's doing the solo from Freebird. How sick did you get of Freebird when you were classic rocking it, or did they had they already buried it?
God, you know, the ones that I got, and I hate to speak ill of the dead, but it was the Ozzy Osbourne, Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's, you know. Oh,
and God, Crazy Train 2, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Freebird, not as much because it takes a long time, and I don't think they throw that on those playlists because they want to commercials.
I believe that's the same guy that the Orioles had whistled the national anthem a few months ago.
And he doesn't really look like he's whistling. He's more like doing it with his tongue.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing. I can guarantee you one thing. He's a dick.
Why?
Look at him. Just look at him. You don't want to be around him.
What's wrong with you today?
You want to hang out with him?
Here.
Looks like he probably parties a little bit based on that schnoz.
Exactly. Gin
Isn't
blossoms.
This the same guy? That's the same guy, right?
Yeah, I think so. But he'll never sell records that way. Here's the hit. You're going to have to stop with the gin, sir. Your nose is exploding.
I really wish. It's a skill I wish I developed.
Yeah.
And if I try to whistle, it's like...
Yeah.
That's it. But if I want to go...
Yeah. I've seen Mike get a cab from across four lanes of traffic.
We did. I did it in New York where it'd be like,
yeah, that's so great. Yeah, meanwhile, Mike, I know you're always trying to find a reason to go back to church.
Yes.
There is a Catholic church in England, and they are getting a lot of love on the internet because of what they're calling the sexy priest.
Father Jordan, and I'm delighted to be the new vicar here at St. Edward the Confessor.
Hello, vicar.
Come and say hello. We gather here regularly throughout the week, and of course on Sundays. Even if you haven't been for a while, we'd love to see you again. But
thank
it's
you,
just
vicar.
Me saying hi to you. If you follow us on Facebook or on any of our social media, a welcome from me.
I'm wearing hot pants. Hot pants.
It's been how many months since your last confession? Well, come on over here and get it out of the way. Come
it has to
now.
Be a really hot priest to make me want to go to church.
And I love that
the vicar. Hello. It's the vicar,
it is
everybody.
The vicar. Mike, Luke Bryan.
He's been out of your mind for a while now. Come on.
Because this is great. He says that his song Country Girl would have been a number one hit, except people kept pirating it. So it's not his fault that it didn't go to number one. It's the fans' fault.
People really understand how much that song was getting elite.
And he looks like he might have been hitting the bottle, too. Look at that nose.
I think he's a partier, isn't
he? Isn't he a documented partier?
Yeah. I think he is.
Okay, let's back to
downloaded
Luke.
Downloaded at the time.
One massive one, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. It's shocking that this was not a number one song of yours, but yet it has this whole legacy that lives on. Is that wild to you?
I think it didn't go all the way to number one just because I think a portion of people might have been a little reluctant to. Just didn't really.
Doofus. All right.
And that song came out in 2011. It's not like he was fighting Napster or anything.
No. He just, you know, it's the fault of the fans. They don't want to pay $1.29 to buy the record.
This is a study in things you hate. We found out today you don't like the whistling guy. You don't like Coldplay.
Right.
And Luke Bryan, we've known for a long time.
Yeah,
you're not
true.
A big fan.
This is the song Country Girl, if you've never heard it.
Hey, Rob, I got a new video for you to overdub.
The problem is I could maybe deal with the whistler if he didn't make the faces. Too many faces.
Yeah, well, he's trying to hype the entertainment factor, you know, when you're whistling.
It's working. So let's say you've got a great neighbor, Mike. Isn't it nice to have a good neighbor?
It is. I've got a beautiful neighbor right next door, George and Janice. Absolutely the best in the world.
And 100%. The other side of your house, you've got another great neighbor?
Yeah.
But how about them Red Sox?
So the thing is this guy, he's not a good neighbor to have because he has trouble with the police. They're sort of vague as to why he's not getting the help he wants with some issue. So what he's done is he's put a train horn. He lives in Van Nuys in California.
I just heard train horn.
And he put a train horn outside his house to cause attention, and his neighbors don't care for it.
Now at 5:30, imagine hearing that all hours of the day. People living in a Van Nuys neighborhood say they are fed up with those blaring horns and alarms coming from one house and are asking police to step in to help. Good evening. This is the KTLA 5 News at 5:30. I'm Cher Calvin.
And I'm Micah Ullman. People living on Peach Street say the issue's been ongoing for months with no end in sight.
KTLA's Alina Bobian is live in Van Nuys where she spoke with those who live on the street and the person making all the noise.
Is that an LA reporter or is that an
LA
reporter?
Evening, guys. That's right. We did speak to the person who lives in the house right here behind us, and he says, well, he's doing it to get attention from the LAPD. Unfortunately, he's not getting it in the way that he wants.
Peaceful tree-lined Peach Street in Van Nuys sounds more like
good
train station
Lord.
Because of one neighbor who's been blasting a daily symphony of both his home alarm and train horns.
He does this periodically, several times during the day. It only shuts off when the air runs out because it's blasted by air. Then he turns it back on. It has a range of 3.5 miles. It is an actual train horn.
Bob Donovan.
Residents along the 6600 block of Peach Street say this has been going on for months. Every time the police show up, like they did today, the guy turns it off. His name is Gary Boyajian, and he's lived here for years.
How about why?
What's the point? He wants the attention. Local reporting sucks. I know. What is his motivation?
No, but it's loud and we have to show that and the horn. Duh.
I like hearing the horn though. But I mean, we really do.
What is his? Did they say anything about his beef?
I've watched the whole story. He wants attention from the police for a matter they don't disclose, and he's running the horn to get the police to come, but they're not helping him. So what he's doing is breaking the law to get attention from the police. But I just love the sound of a train horn. Meanwhile, let's say you go into a Dunkin' Donuts and you see a fire, and you're notifying the people that work there to put it out. That's probably a pretty simple way to handle it. But I got to tell you, Mike, I think we'll close with this. I think our current generation is ruined. Look at the fire above.
Apparently, there's a very not serious fire in Dunkin' right now.
Unless you looked at it.
The girl just walked away from the fire.
What the actually?
I'm throwing some water up there.
One of you guys needs to do something. That's crazy.
Now she's going to take it into her own hands. Now keep in mind.
Yeah, because the broom handle will help.
No, what she's trying to do is make the smoke detector go off, not,
oh
not fix the fire, just stop the smoke detector. Oh,
do you guys have like a, do you have a fire extinguisher? Do you know where it is? There's got to be a fire extinguisher here somewhere.
Well, you can't use a fire extinguisher. You'll have to shut the restaurant down.
Do you guys have a manager you can call?
These are all valid questions.
Like a coffee cup with water would put
that. Yeah, there you go. Fire extinguisher right there. Here, you want me to help you? Hold on. Let's just put this here.
Make sure I still record it for TikTok.
Yep.
Yeah, but the employee just handed it to her.
Thank you.
You're
thank
so
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're
going
to have to call the fire department. Good job. You're welcome.
Now, the good thing about that is,
Mike, close the store.
No, the good thing is for
you're practical, right? You're pissed off she used the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, because now all that white crap is in all that food. And
but on the bright side, for one day, Dunkin' Donuts did not taste like Noxzema. They tasted like flame retardant. So that's a win, right?
Right. Oh, who knows? Hey, I enjoyed seeing everybody joining us on TikTok. We appreciate
fun.
It. We'll try to do that and hone and refine it. Josh, a success, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good stuff. We'll try to do it again soon. For Rob Spiewak.
Thanks for committing.
Josh Soroka. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
You've got to have a fire extinguisher somewhere.
Want more?
Yeah.
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.